This is final hour of the show. Let's go ahead and get you some headlines that are brought to you by our friends at Doral Kia. You always pay less with your price detail at Doral Kia. You can visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. And while you're in your Kia that you purchase from Doral Kia, you are looking to enjoy some soccer matchups as you're riding around. And there is only one thing that you need to do, and that is to grab your texty device there, and send the word KIT, K-I-T, on over to 20357. Because the summer of soccer is here, we're giving away a soccer swag bundle valued at around $250 from Sinbad Sports in the Coral Ridge Mall in Fort Lauderdale. For your chance to win, text the word KIT, K-I-T. To 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest message. Data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Now, Marlins back in action today against the Rays. The Miami Dolphins finished camp, chilling, relaxing for the weekend. Miami Heat still chasing Giannis. Not making any progress. Probably won't until the draft. And your Miami Hurricanes are adorable, and I love them. We're 100 days away from Miami Dolphins football, by the way. Today is officially 100 days away, so you can count them down. We're in double digits following today. Football is returning, and we are here for it. Hockey is happening right now. Yesterday's overtime thriller, Carolina Hurricanes. Were able to fight and claw their way back. They were down, but that didn't stop them from putting up three consecutive goals in the third and winning it in overtime. A little help from a controversial call. I don't know. Dan says, goal or no goal, Dan? What do you think it was?
No goal,
my friend.
I trust whistle what Mark game. Messier said. Mark Messier said they should have blown the whistle earlier because it should have been a frozen puck. I don't exactly know what that means, but I trust Mark Messier.
Listen, well, I'm not Mark Messier. I'm Marcos Messier, and I can tell you that based off of that, that means that because you didn't necessarily hear the whistle prior to the puck passing the line, you would assume that should be a good goal. But if the ref makes an initiation to blow the whistle and you still haven't heard it, the act of initiating the call is enough for it to be deemed a dead play. So therefore, you're correct, Andy. No goal. Also, goalie interference. So, there's that too. There's that.
Want some more football news?
You got some more football news? What you got for me, buddy?
The Chicago Bears are continuing to have discussions, and it looks like it is going to be done. They voted to advance the stadium development project in Hammond, Indiana.
Oh, the Indiana Bears.
Nope.
Dude.
Still going to be the Chicago Bears.
That doesn't make sense, though.
You know what doesn't make sense?
The Miami Dolphins playing in Miami Gardens?
No.
All right.
This is what doesn't make sense.
What?
I lived through this.
Yes, you did.
All these cities think that it can never happen to us.
Not us, though. It can never happen to us for real, though.
Like, again, you know why it didn't happen?
Why?
Because your owner put $500 million of his own money in.
True.
That's why.
We almost lost the Marlins. They were going to go to Orlando.
And so from that standpoint.
Oh, guppies.
I played a college game in Soldier Field. And I played several pro games in Soldier Field. And keep in mind, they made Soldier Field smaller. It used to be bigger. They cut the end zone off.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, to create more parking and stuff like that. I don't know what the situation is in Chicago. But I know in Cleveland, when I first got to Cleveland, they had a diagram of the new stadium that was going to be built.
And oh, wow.
We got, at the time, Gund Arena and Jacobs Field. And they just overlooked the team that breads their butter or butters their bread.
Yeah, can't bread the butter.
Right? They just overlooked that. So what happens is, and what people didn't understand was, that was also around the same time that Joe Robbie passed.
Joe Robbie Stadium.
What happened was the inheritance tax.
What's that?
And teams started scrambling to not be the owner of the team, but to be a corporation. And Baltimore swooped in and said, we'll take care of all that for you and put you in a place where you can become a corporation. We'll build you a new stadium. They gave the Model $75 million to move. And instead of getting paid by the Cleveland Browns, I got paid by the Baltimore Ravens LLC or something like that, or the football club.
I'm always confused by that. Did you ever take a snap in a professional football game wearing a Baltimore Ravens jersey?
I played 6 games.
I need a jersey. I need a Leroy Horde Baltimore
Ravens. You don't see all the Baltimore jersey crap I wear that has 33 on it?
I know that you get Baltimore stuff, but I was always like,
I'll get something during the break. They send me stuff every year.
I've seen you. I've seen the jumpsuits, the jackets. I've seen them, and I'm like, this guy was there for an hour and a half. You were there for as long as I was at FIU.
Being there for like 3 months,
which is, but no, I just like, you know how everyone, look, that's good enough. That's a semester right there. Actually, you lasted longer than I did.
So like, while we sit here and think about, and here's the other thing you should do, you should understand.
Yeah.
You said, you see the way the Marlins held the city hostage to get a stadium.
Yeah.
You see the Heat got a new arena, right? And the owner of the Dolphins said, I'll do it myself. Right? Like, Baller. You don't have people that do that.
And honestly, that was a good investment on his end. Because look,
but again, even though they had great plans ahead, nobody wants to spend their own money, dude. He spent his own money.
And that's what he does.
And he has never, listen, the rise and fall of this organization and the success or failure of this organization will never be centered around money.
Yeah.
So
that's Stephen Ross as an owner.
That's a good start. And I've always said it's a good start. Is he a little clumsy around certain things?
Well, absolutely. Should we have Mark Anthony and J-Lo being part owners? Well, you know.
So for you know, although I'm disappointed that Chicago is going to be playing in Indiana, right? I know how these cities think they have the power, right?
Yeah.
And I think they think this could never happen to us.
So do we call them the Indiana Bears? You have to understand
that there are cities that are willing to put up whatever money to have one of those 32 teams.
And a little greedy, though, Indiana.
Huh?
A little greedy there, Indiana.
Why?
Don't they already got one?
It's farther away.
All right.
So what? Ohio has 2 teams. New York has 3 teams. Florida has 3 teams.
Do they really, though?
They're making money from 3 teams.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we're gonna keep calling them Chicago Bears. Yes. They're gonna be the navy blue and orange, normal. But that's not. But they're not the Chicago. They're not the Chicago Bears, though. They're not.
They are.
But that's
wait.
In namesake, they are.
Let's be funny. Let's be realistic here.
Yeah,
there are a lot of teams that have names that don't actually play in those
You're right. I need them to be called the Foxborough Patriots from now on.
Foxborough Patriots?
The New Jersey
Miami Gardens, the Miami Gardens Dolphins?
At least it's, you know, Miami's in the name. The New Jersey Jets. That's
how about that one? How about that one? Neither team plays in New York.
So you know what? You've just exposed the league for
being
fraudulent.
I agree with you, Leroy. I exposed the league and for being real. Like, you put it out there. If you want to do it, you can. If not, we'll find somewhere to do it. Like the what's the biggest sport in America?
Football, American football.
Why are you playing games with them? Work something out. Like, I'm not, and listen, I feel bad for people that live in Chicago and want to go see the Chicago Bears. It's not that far away, by the way. It really isn't.
Do you know the distance by any chance?
Huh?
Like, I've never been to any of those. I've never been to Indiana, never been to Chicago. I don't know how close.
I want to say 45 minutes away from downtown Chicago.
45.
So,
I didn't realize it was that close.
Like, we sitting here having these conversations, you know. They could have worked something out.
It's 11 miles. It's 5.5 miles. I'm sorry. 5.5 miles.
5.5 miles.
Old and new. By road, not by the way the eagle flies.
So it's really, really close.
Eight-minute drive.
8 minute drive.
8 minute drive.
So it's basically right on the border.
But like, why?
Because there's room.
And they'll do whatever you want. And they'll do whatever the Bears ask them to do.
Right. It becomes a situation that, like, it might
not be the Indiana Bears.
It might not be the worst thing for anybody.
True.
That it's right outside of the city. Right? It's just
I'm going to make fun of them,
though. It's just that Chicago won't benefit from having it in Chicago.
And the state of Illinois also probably won't benefit as much either.
Right. Right.
Hmm. Hmm.
So think about that. Like, so why wouldn't they make more of an effort?
Right. A lot of egos probably got into play yep. and stuff like that because yep. there's no reason you'd want to lose that much income in your state.
Al Mackey says state costs taxpayers dollars. Does it? You have an owner that spent his own money and you hate him too.
Hmm. All right, look, we're going to take a break, but before we do, there's something that has been on my brain that I have to. That'd
be the first thing.
No, why? No need to. That is something that was mentioned, I don't know, maybe in the first hour or the second. Dan, I'm going to need your help with this. We're going to play... Real quick, one more round. You let me know. Chicken or mahi? What do you think this is?
Well, you got to widen the picture out.
Dude. No, I don't have to widen the picture out, dude.
That's chicken.
No. All right, let's see.
Let me look at it again. I got to look at it. I'm going to go chicken.
You're going to go chicken on that one. All right. You're going to go chicken on. I'm not going to reveal the correct answer.
Oh, you don't have to.
Until I give you all three choices. So we're going to take that one down. You're going chicken for the first one. What are you thinking for this one? What do you think for this right here?
I got to go mahi on that.
All right. Okay. And what are you thinking for this one, Leroy? So we got Dan has chicken and mahi. And Leroy had chicken on the first one. What do you got for this one?
That's also a chicken.
Also a chicken. Okay. So we're going to get rid of this one here. Hey, listen. I understand if you're listening on the radio 104.3 right now, this is probably one of the worst radio segments you ever heard in your life. But if you have a chance to join us on our streaming platforms, YouTube or Twitch, Miami 104.3 WQAM, we are playing a riveting game. Last one, Dan, chicken or mahi?
I am going to have to go with... See, now these are getting kind of confusing. I will say that.
Oh, okay.
I know what it is. I know right away.
You don't know right away.
Yes, I do.
You don't know right away.
It's chicken. Yes, it's chicken.
Mahi.
All right. So, Dan, you're just a review. Dan, you said chicken.
Mahi chicken.
chicken, mahi, chicken. And Leroy says chicken, chicken, mahi. Let's go back.
Chicken, chicken, mahi, chicken, mahi, chicken. Chicken, chicken, mahi.
Yeah, I just wanted to apologize in advance, Len, if you're listening. I promise we talked sports today. We totally did. But this is important. So let's go now to the first picture. Correct answer is?
Chicken.
Chicken. This is chicken.
Yeah.
This is chicken indeed. Correct for both of you guys. 1 point each. Now this is where things get different right here. You guys, answers different.
Because you're doing close-ups too.
Well, don't worry about the angles. All right. You said something. All right.
All right, so, go.
Number two right here. Dan picked mahi for this one. Leroy picked chicken for this one.
Yep.
Leroy, what was your reasoning and why you picked chicken for this one?
The glaze on it.
Okay.
Yeah, the way the glaze is shining, if it was mahi, it wouldn't shine like
that. It's a little thready, too, so that's the reason I thought you were going to go with chicken.
Heard. Well, this is chicken kebabs.
Oh.
Chicken kebabs. The
glaze. See, when you cook fish, it don't glaze up like that.
Don't glaze up like that. I'm sick of this.
Hey, I'm sick of this guy. Mahi, see how it's cooked and how dull it looks?
Nah.
And you want to know something else?
That's chicken breast right there.
No, it's not.
Well, it looks like it.
You want me to tell you what else?
Yeah.
Rice, pineapple, and that stuff right there.
Oh, no, I did that same exact thing with chicken the other day. Oh, what? What?
It's mahi, right?
Well, I mean.
Thank you. Try again later.
All right. Well,
thank you. Try again later.
Leroy
chicken, chicken, mahi. Chicken, chicken, mahi. Chicken, chicken, mahi.
Chicken, chicken, mahi. Hey, please dude, mark that for me, Dan. I would love to hear chicken, chicken, mahi.
Hey, I want y'all all to look at me. Yeah. I'm a professional.
He is a professional. I'm a professional. Look, I told you, man. I had that thing cooking.
Hey,
a little bit of pineapple.
I'm a professional.
A little bit of pineapple right here.
You know, I don't know what's wrong with you. And then you're going to have me compete with a guy that don't eat meat?
Well, you know, I just figured since it's so easy, according to you.
All you need to know, when you cook chicken, chicken has like a shine to it. Like when you put any type of glaze on it, it sits outside of it. Whereas when you cook mahi, it kind of soaks in a little bit.
Look, this when Tobin comes back, we're going to play chicken versus mahi, and I guarantee he won't get a perfect score like you did. You got lucky this time, Horde.
I told you I'm a professional.
I'll get you next time, dude.
This dude, I'm going to get you. Mama was an eater. Daddy was an eater. Grandma was an eater. We are professionals.
I'm going to get you, dude. I promise if it's the last thing I do. All right. We're going to come back and attempt to tickle Leroy's fancy right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo.
Time to tickle Leroy's fancy. Leroy!
What up?
Game two of the NBA Finals. Knicks versus Spurs, 8:30 tip-off. Does that tickle your fancy?
Must see TV,
he said.
There's so many questions that need to be answered.
Yes.
As far as one, how San Antonio is going to respond, which they have this whole playoffs. So I'm not going to even dismiss them. But how good has New York been? How they will continue to be? And how, I mean, you can say what you want about the Knicks. I think it might be Mike Brown's coming out party. Because he's definitely been ahead of the curve as far as game planning, how they're going to go about doing things, the way in which they're going to do things. So you got to give him a lot of credit, too. I'm usually always going to credit the players, right?
Yes.
How's Mitchell Robinson going to feel? I'm telling you, he had a couple of ouchies. Like, you know, when you heard something, he shook it a couple of times, which I'm still trying to figure out. If you broke your finger and you bump it, Is shaking it the best way to go to make it feel better?
Yeah, I don't think so. Probably not.
Right.
I'm still going to do it every time.
Right.
It's just natural.
Right. And I mean, Max, I would agree with you, but I think he's banged. He might still be banged up because he had a hammy too.
Well, today, the Marlins face off at home.
Against Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Now, question.
Yes.
Just based on what you know about these two franchises, shouldn't this be one of the most boring series of the year?
Yes. Yes.
Just based on how they like to do things.
Yeah, I mean, both Peter
Bendix. A walk, a bunt a guy over, you know.
Yeah, today is a Peter Bendix Bowl. The Bendix Bowl between the Rays and the Marlins here.
Yeah. So. I mean, this will be a good test because aren't they? They're really good.
They're all right.
No, they're, what are they, like 34 and 15 or something like that?
There's 36 and 23 in first in the AL East, but they're all right.
In the AL East. Yeah.
They may be first place in all of the league, but they're all right.
All right.
Yeah, definitely a real test because they're 2-8 in their last 10. So look at that.
That's baseball. The wrong way. That's baseball. Still baseball. In first place. They went 2-10. They won 2-8.
15-14 on the road, though.
Well,
they went 2-8. Yeah. And still. Are they building a new stadium in Tampa or are they still playing at the Yankees?
No, they're at the Trop. They're back.
Huh?
They're back at the Trop.
But they're building a new place, right?
Yeah, in Indiana, actually, they're also moving to Indiana. they're joining the Bears. Does that tickle your fancy, Leroy? Does the Rays, Marlins?
No, I'll be watching other things. I got to tell you.
That is fair.
Like Max Meyer's pitching this series? I think he's going to miss it.
Let's see.
Probably today, not going to make it.
Yeah.
Max Meyer's not going to make it.
So that means Sandy's pitching.
Sandy's pitching. Josh Beckett, Dontrell Willis, and the gang are all going to make their way to the mound.
Sandy's expected to pitch on Sunday, so.
Yeah. All right. And Max Meyers is right after Sandy, right? Because they had to move him up because of Yuri. You're right.
All right. Now, Leroy, tonight, if for some reason you're done with sports and you feel like doing something a little bit different, going out to potentially the theater. Scary Movie 6
makes it 7 or 6?
6. Scary Movie 6. It'd be today. Would you like to know the Rotten Tomatoes?
13.
Wow. 27%.
Okay. Here's what I do want to see. At the theater.
Yes.
I'm interested in what's the superhero with He-Man?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. They have a movie coming out about it, right? Is that what you're talking about? Masters of the Universe.
Masters of the Universe.
Yes.
I grew up on that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be
interesting. I'm surprised that just became, you know, a movie. I want to see Master Universe. There is Mortal Kombat.
Oh, I got to see Mortal Kombat. Still haven't seen it. Heard
there's I haven't seen the Michael movie yet. So there's some things, but I'm losing all my people to go to the movies with.
Yeah, all your movie partners are getting to it. Yeah. One of them's not too far, but you know she's gonna be busy wanting to enjoy.
Oh no, she ain't like a movie with daddy.
Yeah, can't do
ain't
it.
Got time? I wouldn't be mad at her. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but you know I live up the street from you. If you ever want to, you know, take your boy out to a movie. No,
you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
But listen, mark your calendar. All right. Day, I'm gonna come in. You're gonna be sitting in your spot over there in the middle section. And I'm going to come over there and I'm going to say, you know, I invited that dude to the movies and he said he had to work.
No way. No.
I'm telling you.
Okay, hey, okay. Here's the thing.
It's going to happen.
No way.
I can envision it now.
Give me some time. And can we not do like a Friday night or Saturday night or something like that? You know, let's do a little
matinee. Go to a movie on a Tuesday?
Come on, a little matinee action, man.
My wife gonna put a tracker on my phone if I say I'm going to the movie on Tuesday night.
Baby, we stopped at
Tootsie. Hey, so the check. Wings. So, yeah, rumor has it that Leroy still knows most of the fatalities from Mortal Kombat.
Is that true?
Yeah, I have the game in here.
You got one of them game machines?
Yeah.
Like one of the, let me see.
You've seen it.
Oh, man, come on.
That was it's in the same room where Mima was signing your marriage.
That's right. Yes, which still to this day, don't know if that ever went through. Still don't know. Blue ink.
We left and we came back and we're like, oh, congratulations.
I still don't even know Mima's real name, but she signed my
Christine.
Christine signed my wedding. She's a witness to my marriage, my matrimony.
Yeah.
Leroy, let's see if this will tickle your fancy. Saturday, the French Open women's final.
That's early in the morning, correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, what time?
3 a.m. No, I'm kidding. I have no clue. I have no clue what time it airs. But I have caught zero of it because
no Americans.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Yeah, everybody who was like noticeable got knocked off.
Clay is a different animal, though. Like a lot of tennis players play on speed and, you know, hitting the ball hard, and I think Clay is a little bit different.
So does any French? By the way, it's at 9 a.m. Saturday is the women's, and then Sunday will be the men's. And that's at 3 p.m. on Sunday. So it's a little.
You
bit
know
better.
All of you know.
Oh, I lied to you. It's at 9 a.m. as well.
You know what's crazy? Is that like I try to watch like that stuff all the time.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I just I'm out.
Yeah, that's fair. I can't. I mean, I have no interest in it either. So I cannot blame you at all. After a thrilling first two games, this probably comes as an obvious one here, Leroy. But the Stanley Cup Final, Game
Sunday,
3,
right?
Sunday right? Between the Carolina Hurricanes and Vegas Knights. Leroy, that tickle your fancy?
What time?
8 p.m. And actually, it's not Sunday. I lied to you.
Saturday?
That's weird. Yeah, it's Saturday.
That's right. That sounds about right.
But no. then they take a two-day break.
So they go
because they don't want to mess with basketball.
You know, they're trying to alternate.
Oh,
with basketball.
Oh my God, Dan, get me the NHL on the phone.
Gary Bettman. That's right. Correct.
That's right. All right, but does that tickle your fancy, Leroy? Tomorrow, 8 p.m. Hurricanes, yeah. Golden
I'm
Knights.
I'm in. Definitely in.
I would be in, but it's going to interrupt our movie time, Leroy. We got to watch Any Given Sunday.
I can't believe y'all making a big deal that I haven't seen that movie.
I'm telling you, because I mentioned, my father, Marine, my sister, Marine, my uncle, Army, everyone in my family that was military is always like, hey, look, military movies are all bullcrap, but that Full Metal Jacket, though. That one's legit. And everyone I talk to about this NFL thing is like, oh, these NFL movies are. But that Any Given Sunday, though.
Who told you that?
I don't know if you heard of this guy, Tom Brady. We're friends. We talk from time to time. He told me.
See, hey, wait. You want to tell you? Let me explain to you folks.
Come on. Yeah,
let me explain to you folks.
What? No, we got to go to break. Right now.
So what happens is I called this bluff.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Exactly. I don't know who said that.
Somebody said Saving Private, but here's isn't Saving Private Ryan based on a true story? No.
No.
Okay. I don't think so. That's a lot of true.
Any Given Sunday is based on a true story, Leroy. It's not. Your story. You made it through the week, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself a round of applause. And I haven't killed you. I haven't killed anybody.
You killed my patience.
I want to thank you, Leroy. You know, I know we got this last segment here, but for joining us this entire week. You could have packed it in as soon as you found out that Tobin was heading to Guadalajara, or wherever the hell he is.
I found out Monday during the show.
That is probably why you didn't do it. But you know what? You still.
You know what? Let me be fair to both Tobin and to J-Fig.
Yeah.
You know, Lynn wants 7 months advances on when you're going to be in or out.
Yes, he sent the July 4th email in May, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. The problem is that if you don't remind me closer to said event, I'll forget what I, you know, said I would do or not do.
No, that's fair.
And so they may have told me.
Yeah.
But it was Monday and it was work. So I just got up to go to work. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right.
So it's their fault is what you're saying.
No, it's my fault. Hurt. It's my fault.
All right. Well, what you can do before we announce who is dead to us and then hand things over to Hawk and Crowder is give us a weather report brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, replacing roofs, roof repairs, maintenance, and hurricane impact windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com. Leroy, what is it looking like, my friend?
It's looking breezy, so I'm going to still say it's around 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting a little bit higher than that. I can see the sun. I see the skies poking through. So that's a good sign. The temperature is it even 85? And probably not 85 with the humidity being like it is. Yeah. But I'm still going to say beware of a shower. Because it's that time of year, so it can rain.
All right. I mean, that is absolutely fair. Because at this point, it can rain at any second. It doesn't necessarily seem slated, but never trust it. Currently 83, humidity at 54%, wind 13 miles per hour out of the east, northeast. Now, Leroy, time to determine who or what is dead to us. Would you like to start us off? Would you like
I'll start us first? Off.
What you got?
You've all heard the story of HP hijacking my printer, which might be one of the shadiest business moves I've ever heard of in my life. But they're dead to me. I will never buy another product from them ever. Now, that being said, I got to figure out where I'm going to get my ink from. But the fact that you conned me and then turned my printer off that I paid for is that's
impressive. Terrible. Oh, sorry.
and so I'm out. HP. And I would say to everybody, be careful, because if you go into a store, to an office store where you want to buy a printer, you're going to see that on the box. You're going to see that on the label. All right. And either ask questions, right, or know that you could get your printer shut down.
Leroy, is there a chance that you're going to be printing a lot less now that your daughter's in college?
No, because I do, like, when I send contracts out and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. I do a lot of stuff. That's fair. What, are you still faxing? Is that what you're doing?
No. I print, sign, scan, send it back.
Print, sign, scan, send it back. All right. Sounds like a new TikTok dance. Print, sign, scan, send it back. Print, sign, scan.
Wait. By the way, Rod Power.
Yes.
This is not a struggle with technology.
Yes. No, he was repossessed by him.
I got my printer repossessed. A paid-for printer, I might add.
Yes, a paid-for printer repossessed by the ink company who promised him 2 free years.
Yeah, they gave me 2 free years, Dan. And when the years were up, they turned off my printer because they said that was the beginning. So that meant I had to leave a credit card on file that I was unaware of. I never left a credit card on file so they could continue to send me ink under the program.
Wait, yeah. We're talking about a printer?
Yes.
It's not a car. It's not. Just give them $100 and take the printer.
Exactly. That's why HP is dead to me.
Do you have repo men kicking down your door and you're like, we need your printer?
Wait. How can it be repo man if it's painful. I paid for the printer?
You bought the printer. He didn't pay for the ink.
You didn't buy the. There's an ink service?
There's
an ink subscription.
And there's something on the cartridge that allows them to turn your printer off.
And that's the technology we're investing in today.
That's just like, you know what? While I'm at it, these people who expect you to buy clothes and be on a subscription.
Wow.
Look, I completely agree.
$19 for shorts. They advertise this. $19, $20 for shorts, whatever. If you go into one of these places, you know the place I'm talking about. They got a store in the mall. You know how much those pants cost regularly? $100.
Yeah.
Right. But if you buy a subscription, $19. Here's the problem. After 5 months, they run out of colors. So then what?
Well, and then if you're like me, you're going to wait a whole year to cancel that subscription. So they'll get their money back.
It's girl math. It's girl math. We'll see if I get the subscription. I save 20% on a bunch of stuff I wouldn't normally buy. But since I have 20% off, I'll buy a whole lot of stuff I don't need or want, but I'll save a lot more money. It's like, that's not how it works.
Exactly.
Correct.
You're trying to justify it.
Dan Day, anybody dead to you? Anything dead to you?
Yeah, all the people that have come up to me and be like, you're not going to any of these international friendlies. And they do have a really cool one tomorrow night. It's already sold out. Between Haiti, they're playing at new stadium tomorrow night. You've got Haiti, who's been representing all over South Florida. Haiti and Peru play tomorrow night at 7:30. New stadium, completely sold out. Everyone's like, you're not going to any of these international friendlies. They're like, oh, what type of soccer fan are you? Doesn't make you less of a fan that you don't go to an international friendly or even any of these World Cup games. If you're there enjoying the beautiful game, watching it, supporting it, cheering it on, that makes you a good enough fan. So if you're one of those people that ask me why I'm not going to any of these games and saying I'm less of a soccer fan, you're dead to me. That's all I can say to you.
You're dead to me.
Don't tell you how to fan.
Yeah. Plus, I'm working. Like, I'm sorry. I got to make ends meet. I'm living by myself trying to, you know, scrape two nickels together to hold tight and maybe eat some pastaroni tonight when I get a chance.
Yeah, look, I completely get it. Dan, no one can question your fandom, dude. You're a real one. I know that. My dead to me is a simple one. We've discussed at length the football movies that Leroy should be watching any given Sunday and ranked all the football movies as we went. And even talking about Scary Movie just now, it made me realize how much of a little rat bastard Rotten Tomatoes is.
You're
Rotten Tomatoes, you are dead to me. 51% on any
You're
given Sunday, 70% on Remember the Titans, but you have the nerve to rank Rudy ahead of those two movies.
What?
Are you kidding me, dude? Rudy and the Friday Night Lights a better rating than and then Little Giants too. Come on, like what, Waterboy poorly rated? Rotten Tomatoes, you don't know what you're doing, dude. You don't know what the hell you're doing. Leroy needs to watch Any Given Sunday, and I have had enough of your horrible ratings, and I hope you guys haven't had enough of me, because I'm sure I will be back on these airwaves soon enough. But in the meantime, thank you guys for listening. Hawkman and Crowder next. Tobin will be back next week. J-Fig will be back next week. Dan Day, thank you for joining us. I know you're a busy, busy man. Leroy, thank you for joining us today. And we will talk to you guys next week.